men prefer debt-free virgins without tattoos. This is the actual title of a blog that's been shared it's a blog post by a blog that says that they are for Christian women and for Christian marriages. And I'm just excited to just dig into this blog today. For those of you guys that don't know, my name's Jamie Grace. I am, I'm a Christian very proudly. I think Jesus is the best. And I just don't think he would think this article is the best. My goodness, there are so many things. I wasn't going to comment on it at first. I do need to give a shout out to Katie Emerson, who is a Instagram YouTube buddy of mine, and she did a video response to this vlog, and you guys got to go check it out. So good. It's on YouTube. Type in Katie Emerson. But I got to give credit to her because she posted this blog, and I commented her back, and we talked about if we were going to do responses or not. The reason why I didn't want to at first, because I was like, I haven't done a specific response to a vlog or something in a long time. I've only done one on this podcast, and I was just nervous about just sounding like I was just criticizing this lady and criticizing her blog. Because I was like, you know, if this isn't even like that big of a blog, I just don't want to be like pulling up stuff just to seem like I'm trying to cause confusion. But guys, even if only one girl has read this blog, if she comes across this podcast, I just hope to be able to encourage her today. So I'm not going to read this whole blog. We're not going to dig into all of it. I have read it more than once, but I'm not going to read it all here today. But the premise of this blog is to let women know that Christian men prefer you in the marriage to be debt-free and to be a virgin and to be without tattoos. They don't, you know, you don't need a college degree because then you'll be too independent, too loud, and you won't be dependent on your wife. Your husband. You won't be submissive to your husband. So the first thing I'm going to talk about is virginity, because that's something that I talk about on this podcast a lot. Something that I talked about in my personal life a lot when I wasn't married. I was very proud to save my virginity for marriage. I'm really happy that I did, but something that I want to clarify and say in here, the reason why I saved my virginity like for my husband for marriage, it didn't start with wanting to please my husband and wanting to be like a prize for my husband. My virginity is not some reward that you get for waiting it out. Like, that's not what happened. It started from a moral conviction of just me, like, I've shared this on the podcast before, but, you know, when I grew up, I didn't grow up in a lot of churches where people would say, you know, oh, sex is bad. If you get near sex, you know, you'll die and go to hell right away. That's not how I was raised. I was raised to know that sex was a beautiful thing that was, like, okay, but within context. And so because I believed that it was a beautiful thing within context, it made me want to save it for marriage. And I knew that my husband and I, that would be like a thing someday. So the initial reason why I started saving sex was not specifically for like, ooh, let me please a man someday. Like, ooh, let me be a gift one day. It was for my own self and for me deciding, yeah, I can have friendships and relationships that don't cross boundaries, don't cross lines. I get to set the own physical boundaries for my own life. So that's where it started for me. And then as I got older, you know, I added reasons. That reason always remained at the core. But I had added reasons on, which was like, you know, health reasons. Like, you know, you don't always know where people's things have been. And just like the wisdom of like, I don't want, it was just, that's not what this entire episode is about, but you get the point of it. My virginity, I decided to save it. There we go. With that being said, I don't think that I am any more of a prize of a wife or any more of a gift of a wife than any other woman out there that, let's say, she is not a virgin. Like, I just want to put that out there. And I know that some people might be like, Jamie Grace, where are you going with this? This is where I'm going with this. And if you watch Katie's video, you might think that we're saying the same stuff. And the reason why we're saying the same stuff is because we're both coming from a place of truth. We serve a God of grace and a God of mercy and a God of forgiveness. And the last thing that I'm going to do is tell any young girl, oh, you're not like me, so you don't get the same privileges that I do. Or, oh, you didn't do what I did. You didn't wait like I did. So then you're not as valuable. You're not as loved. You're not as beautiful. beautiful. No, dear little article here, I'm very upset with you because you're perpetuating a concept and perpetuating an idea that young women have to be a certain level of clean or pure to be loved and to be appreciated and to be valued. Now, if anybody comes up to me and says, what do you think about virginity and what do you think about saving sex for marriage? I would tell them that I think it's a beautiful thing and I encourage it more than anything. I know that maybe to some people, this might sound crazy, but I believe that it's what we're supposed to do. I believe that that we were not intended to just have sex freely with any which way or person. I do believe that there is a context and a purpose for sex, and I do believe that it's within marriage. But with that being said, I still stand by the same sentiment in that I am not more valuable than anybody else because we have a different sexual history, or because I don't have a sexual history. Like, I refuse to believe that. I know women and men that entered marriages when they were not virgins, whether they had chosen just at that, you know, relationship, that engagement or whatever, like, okay, we're going to save sex for marriage now. Or maybe they, you know, have been celibate for a few years. Maybe they just had sex once. Maybe they had sex while they were engaged to their future spouse and then they decided to not do it anymore and then, you know, try to, you know, save it for the wedding night. Whatever it might be, I know people in all those different situations and they're like, we are all, in the eyes of God, we are all just as loved and just as valued and just as amazing and incredible. Like, there's no section in heaven, you know, where there's like chairs that were like, okay, these are the chairs for the people that didn't have sex before their wedding. These are the chairs for the people that had sex two times. These are the chairs. Like, that's not how it's going to work. Like I said, we serve a God of grace, of mercy, and of love. And if you don't believe that God is a God of grace, then I'm so sorry to tell you, but you've been talking to the wrong one. Because the one that I serve and the one that I believe that I was created by, I believe that he is full of more grace and mercy than anything else in the world. He is love. Like, that's who he is, the greatest of everything that he, I can't even turn out because I'm just so furious. I just whacked my microphone. The greatest element of who he is love. And because of his love, he shows us so much grace and so much mercy, for all things. I also want to add that there are women who, things that have happened with them or to them sexually, they've been robbed and they've been taken advantage of. And so the concept of screaming the word virginity, 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 as a blanket statement, that just, it's dangerous. it's very dangerous. Especially when we're talking about women, that have been abused and that have been taken advantage of. And so, yeah. And I meant to say this at the beginning, and I'm sorry, I just got so excited to jump into the topic of this blog, but I want to say too that whoever wrote this, and I don't know who she is, and I'm on Instagram right now. I'm like on my computer right now, and I shouldn't be looking her up because I don't want to get angry. But my heart hurts for her, even though I'm furious and even though I'm angry. I do want to say that there is grace for her as well, and I don't know if I just showed it. I'm sorry. This is a complicated situation. I feel like that was righteous anger, so I think I'm okay. But man, there is grace. There is mercy for the author of this as well. And I hope that she is able to understand. I'm assuming she's married. And if the principles in this blog post are the principles that her marriage goes by, I pray that someone that she loves and trusts can reach her, because this is not the kind of marriage that I admire, and this is not the kind of marriage that I strive to have, and it's not the kind of marriage I have. And man, so going back to the concepts, and I have like 5 minutes and we gotta go because my husband's got a basketball game. Wait, his game is at 8 o'clock, so if we leave at 6:30, okay, you're fine. Sorry. So she also says, you know, men prefer debt-free virgins without tattoos. So the tattoo thing, as a Christian, I'm supposed to give you guys a deep, in-depth conversation about what I think about tattoos, and that was kind of sarcastic because I'm like a Christian influencer. I'm going to just say it out front. I don't think there's anything wrong with tattoos. I think they're kind of cool. I think a lot of people get really cool ones. Some people get really crazy ones. But at the same time, like, I also think that, like, if we talk about pizza, like, some people have really, you know, they can be like, oh, look at me, I don't have any tattoos. But when they go eat pizza, they're being incredible. They're like being a glutton and they're eating 17,000 slices and they're putting a lot of bad stuff in their body. So I'm not going to go on a whole rant and talk about how, you know, oh, tattoos are the ways to be pure. No. Okay. Over. I already talked about that. If you disagree, get your own podcast. Let's move it on. And then debt-free, this whole debt-free situation. And so she's talking about, there's many things that she talks about with college, but she's talking about how women shouldn't go to college. You should not have an education. You should just trust your husband to read the Bible for you. That all made no kind of sense. Because, y'all, I have so many things to say. I should do a part, like a 12-part series on this. Okay. I trust, and then, oh yeah, and talks about being submissive and stuff. So, and this is how I was raised, but it's also how I have defined, like, my own brain as someone that moved out at 16 to go to a four-year university. Part of that was spent out of the state, and then a lot of that was spent on tour with around a lot of different influences. And then I moved to Nashville, Tennessee at the age of 20, right after I graduated. I also bought a house at the age of 20 in Atlanta, Georgia, and I also lived alone for a year in 2016. I say all that to say, even though this is how I was raised, I have been around a lot of different influences, and I've made these choices for myself. So let's move on. I wanted to marry someone that could be the leader of our home. That does not mean that I wake up in the morning and I go, okay, husband, how shall I be your wife today? No, because I'm not interested in that because I am my own woman and, like, he knows that and I'm fine with that. It's just how we roll. But at the same time, like, we have different roles in our marriage and different roles in our relationship. And he's an awesome human, and I enjoy the fact that I can trust him to be the leader of our home. That doesn't mean that he tells me what to do. And also, if he, and this hasn't happened, just so you guys know, one, because I feel like I married a really cool human, and then two, we've only been married for like 3 months. But like, if, and this is the same thing that I saw in my parents' marriage, but like, if my husband says something that I want to question or like talk about, then we do. Like, it's not, submission doesn't mean like, okay, well, he's in charge and I'm just following around doing the groceries. Like, sometimes he does the groceries. Sometimes he does the cooking. Sometimes I do the cooking. I have so many things to say. I think I even glossed over the whole debt-free thing. That doesn't make sense either because some people are in debt. I'm sorry Sally Mae calls me all the time, but I'm a really good wife. Like, yeah, okay, me and Sally Mae, we have a really weird relationship and she likes to hit me up and bug me all the time about stuff. And I'm like, okay, fine, girl, I'm trying to take care of it. But also, like, not to brag or anything, but I would much rather my husband be concerned with my character, and I'd much rather him be concerned with, well, am I kind? Am I generous? Am I loving? Am I, you know, what's the opposite of selfish? I cannot even think right now. Like, this is how furious this has made me, and I'm not really doing edits on this podcast episode, so it's just killing my brain. You guys, the moral of the story is, I'll just say this. I think it's amazing if you, whether you're celibate or you've been, you know, you haven't been sexually active before. I think it's amazing if you choose to wait for marriage. And if you're debt-free, that's incredible. Congratulations. If you do have tattoos or if you don't have tattoos, cool, okay. If you have a loud personality or you're a little bit more of the quiet type, like, if you are living the life that you've been called to live, if you're loving and kind and patient and trustworthy and slow to anger, and if you have a good foundation of it being a good human being, and for me personally, that's all found in my faith, that's really cool, man. That's really cool. But please don't think of yourself as a prize. You're not a prize. You're not like something that someone can just win. Your value is more than that. Your value is not defined by a relationship, not defined by a marriage. Your value is not defined by what a man says. Like, that's not how this works. I wanted to be married so bad, you guys. so bad. And there were so many dates that I would go on. I would go on like one date and people would be like, oh, he's a Christian man and all this stuff. And I'd be like, sorry, it's not going to work, because even though I wanted to be married, like, it's not worth compromising your value and your worth. I remember like 3 years ago, I don't even think it was a date. It was like a family hangout. This guy and his siblings and me and my siblings, we all went out. He and I were the only two single people in the group, and obviously I'm married now, and so thank the Lord. But this was like 3 years ago, and we, you know, after that, we ended up like talking on the phone for a few weeks, and there was a point where he said to me, you know, he was asking if I'm going to be touring forever, because I sing and play guitar, and at that time I toured about 5 to 6 days a week, and I loved it. And he asked me how long I was going to be touring, and I told him that I hoped to be touring forever. Maybe when I had kids, I'd slow down, but I'd hoped that I could do this for a long time. And he said to me, well, I always imagined that my wife would be at home with an apron, and I got home and she'd be taking care of my kids. And I'd imagine that if I'm singing at my church, she'd be on the front row, because that's what a wife's supposed to be. Now, we were never in a relationship. Like I said, I didn't even give him a date. I was like not even interested. But he bought me a gift. I never bought him a gift. Thanks, Jesus. He bought me an apron, and he had it mailed to my house. And he bought me another cooking appliance or kitchen appliance. Guys, I love to cook. And might I add that I'm a black woman from Georgia. I'm a dang good cook. But my worth and my value as a wife and as my husband's best friend has nothing to do with bowing down to him and taking all the things about me that are good and saving them as his prize or his gift. That's not how it works. That's all I have to say about that. Because I feel like when I'm loud and annoyed, I talk a mile a minute, but when I'm quiet and annoyed, I tend to get a little bit sassier. So I'm going to just stop this right here. Sorry. That's just the first thing that came to mind. Also, I threw that apron away, but I kept the kitchen appliance because it was expensive and nice. I tossed it later, though. I think, I don't know. I'd also like to add that not all black women from the South can cook, so nobody come at me for a stereotype, but that's one that I'm proud to own up to. Hit me up on Instagram at Jamie Grace H. Let me go, y'all. I'm mad.